All right. Yeah. Hey, guys. Welcome back to the Senku Podcast, where we stay smart, we stay wise, we stay open-minded because we love people like that. And if you're not like that, it's cool, too. You know, we don't judge, but it'll be better if you be open-minded, okay, people? And anyway, I'm going on a tangent. So today, I have a good friend of mine, recent good friend of mine. I am like, me, like, it's like we've been friends forever now, but me and him, Sheed, or you like to call be Sheed, call Sheed. We're going to call you Sheed.
Sheed TV official.
All right. My boy is a content creator, musician. You want to call musician?
Yeah, you can call me that.
Musician. Artist, I just found out yesterday. You've been drawing for like 20 years. I'm like, dude, come on. Do you do that as like a profession or you just do it for fun?
Oh, man, I just do it for fun. I just do it for fun, for real.
You're really good. Like, when I have the money, bro, I'm going to have to commission you, bro.
True, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And before we get started, all right, so this is going up on all streaming platforms. Well, not. It's going on Spotify. It's going on Anchor. That's the main one. But Spotify is where everybody's at. So obviously it's going to Spotify. So go check out my boy at Sheed TV. What's your at handle for any social media you want to plug?
On Twitter, it's literally Sheed TV official, all caps. YouTube is Sheed.TV_official, all caps. And Facebook, you know, it's Rashid/Sheed TV.
Nice. So. All right. See, there you go. So I'll try to, try to put it in the description. I don't know. Podcasts, you don't have descriptions though. So you're just going to have to go off of word of mouth on here. So let's get started. There's going to be mid-rolls in this because a nigga got to get paid. All right. which is cool. That's what I like about Anchor though. Like, that's the first topic. Anchor is cool because when you start a podcast, you can make your own mid-roll, right? So I did my mid-roll like a year ago, 2 years ago, and it's trash, but it still works as it's a advertisement for Anchor. So because of that, they pay me for doing the advertising.
True.
Right. That's what's cool about Anchor. So I'm like, okay. I like that. So, and then as more people come in, you know, more money comes in and stuff like that. But surprisingly, my old stuff, the old podcast, like this shit, like people were still listening to the old podcast. Like, I didn't even know people were still listening to my old shit. Like, it's so funny. I went back and I was like, wait, people are still listening to my, what? Why? It's just trash, bro. But no, it's whatever. You know, it's cool. You know, it's cool that people still fucks with it. So, but I'm bringing it back this time. It's Senku Podcast. All right. Senku is for people who never give up. That's basically what it means in Japanese. So that's why it's called Senku. So, Sheed, where'd you get Sheed from? Like, is that just your name? While we're waiting, go follow him right now.
Okay.
But, Discord is weird like that, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah. The nickname Sheed, I've been called that for a long time. And, like, in high school, that name literally changed over time. Like, my friend would call me, for some reason, my mom called me Sheedy back in the day. So, my friends in high school would be like, yo, what's up, Big Sheedy? I'm like, oh, nah, y'all got to have to change that. They're like, okay, we're going to call you Big Sheed. And then went from Big Sheed to just Sheed. And then I was making a YouTube channel and I was like, you know what would be a good name? I'm like, oh, okay, there's Sheed. I'm like, what can I put at the end of it for, you know, to get catchy? I'm like, oh, Sheed. I'm like, Sheed TV. I'm like, but I gotta put a dot between my name and TV. So I did that, and all of a sudden more channels was coming on the scene and people were using, you know, Sheed.TV. So I put Sheed._TV official. So
that's cool.
I'm the one and only on here.
That's dope. That's how you do it. See? That's dope. I like that. That's cool because that's like similar to what I did my channel. Well, I went through a lot of names on my channel. So that's my big one. Because I go by a lot of names. If y'all are coming from Twitter, a lot of y'all probably know me as Joe Taccio, the infamous Joe Taccio in the anime community, because like for some reason, like up until now, I didn't want to refrain myself, right? Because this is how I grew up, and I felt that refraining myself or restricting myself was going to put me back in that traumatic state that I was in growing up. So I was like, fuck that. I'm going to do what I feel like doing. Fuck everybody else type shit. And to an extent, well, not even to an extent, it was toxic and it was bad, you know, and I was part of the toxic version of Twitter, or at least in anime Twitter. And well, I mean, I had decent takes. Like my takes, I would like do like random, like crazy ass takes. Like, yeah, Black Clover is worse. No, what I say? I said Black Clover was better than Bleach, right? I don't think that anymore, but I did say that just to piss people off, because I knew people thought that was that was false. But yeah, that was pretty funny.
Okay,
I got you.
Oh man,
what's shit going out, bro?
Yeah, I don't understand why.
Cool. All right. So. Content creation. What do you love the most about making content?
Oh man, seeing what I can do, seeing what type of things I can do when it comes to editing or shooting or whatnot. Because I first started my channel with doing skits, and I was using my phone in the beginning, which made stuff a whole lot easier. But when I started buying my camera gear, it made it a whole lot harder. So I'm like, I need a second cameraman. So whenever I'm shooting skits and whatnot, I get my sister to do it. But me and my sister, we sit and we talk and we come up with skits and stuff. And I'm like, okay, I got to shoot this. And a lot of my skits don't have no script. It's just right then and there. No script involved.
Interesting. That's cool. Yeah, I don't like using scripts either. Like, I mean, unless I'm doing like an acting gig or something, but like scripts, my own personal stuff, like I don't know, it takes away from going off just off the top, off the dome. Like this is the most fun thing to do, which is always just off the dome. It is so fun.
Yeah,
but yeah, even when I did like a couple, like for people who's listening and don't know, I did do I've been in two different music videos, and I am in one little mini show, which is pretty cool. But they're all local, which is I like doing local stuff because I like seeing people's creativity come to life out of nothing. You know, it's always fun. But so y'all can go check it out if you're interested. You know. Center and Mac, and then there's Diamond Dez. I was in two of her music videos. I can't remember the names, but like stuff like that, I even then when I have a script, I still kind of go off the cuff a little, off the top, and just like kind of freestyle it a little bit, and they love it and they think it's fun. So
yeah,
but sorry guys, I'm eating. I'm hungry. Okay, don't judge me. for me, when it comes to making content. Like, just like you, like, the same thing, like, I love to make the content, right? Making the content is the best ever because, or actually, you know, I take that back. Having the idea for the content or having the creative idea is always the funnest part because you're trying to figure out how this is going to work with what, how this is going to work with something else, how to get all the cogs to work together in a right way to make it the best that you can make it with what you have, you know?
Right.
And that's what's fun about it for me, you know, and then you shoot it and then you're happy that you shot it because like, man, it took a lot of time to make this, you know, but at the same time, one thing that always, that I personally as a creator have to get over the hump that I have to get over is not worrying about how people, I want people to see it, of course, but at the time, like, it's hard for me to create more stuff if I think that one thing isn't going to get enough eyes on it, You know what I mean?
Right.
And I did a good bit of skits in my day, but like every time I did one, like for some reason they never get any love. If they do get love, it's just mainly in the forms of like likes, mm-hmm. and like I don't get any like I get a couple of constructive criticism, or sometimes they just say like you were talking too low or something like that. Like I mean I get it, I know I was talking low and stuff, but I don't know, like it's just weird. I guess I'm sensitive in that, right? You know, when it comes to my creative endeavors, because I don't like criticism that much, but at the same time I need it for me to get better. So it's kind of a double-edged sword there, but it's fun to try to figure out stuff. But
yeah,
what else? So how you feel about the landscape of being a content creator in 2020?
Oh man, I think, you know, I've been on YouTube for about 5 years. I had my first channel that was called Galaxy Forever, where I was dancing, and then I left for that and came back 2 years later at Shea TV. Mm-hmm. In 2020, it's harder to be a content creator because of what everything is going on and everybody got to stay home. Now everybody's on the platform. So mm-hmm. it's kind of hard to get your stuff to be seen, but it's like, if you can get that one, too. Yeah, it can be easier too. But like, it's like if you make a video and let's say you make a video and you put it on your personal Facebook and you tag everybody in it, you know, there's gonna be people who will watch your stuff but won't like hit that like button or subscribe. You know, it's like, yeah. Hey man, okay, you say you support me, you know, can you support me? Mm-hmm. And if you put all your work into your videos and it's like this is the outcome of it, this is like, okay, it should be more than that, you know?
Right. It's that creative, that's common for a lot of creators, because obviously you put a lot of work into it, so you want people to see the shit, right? And then when you feel like you don't get enough attention for how much work you put into it, it feels bad, it sucks. Mm-hmm. You know, but at the same time, I think that's where perseverance and determination comes
right.
in. Because if you let that deter you, then you won't actually get to the point where your shit is actually loved and appreciated. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to, like, that is the common, that is like a thing that every single content creator has to deal with, is people not seeing their shit or not appreciating their shit the way they want to be appreciated. You know,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I usually get, like, a lot of my friends always tell me, like, Marlon told me yesterday, actually, that, like, when he saw my content, he was, like, so inspired to make his own, because I guess I was so passionate in what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of hit me, because it was like, man, I mean, I've gotten that like a good bit of times, and every time it feels so new, you know, like, goodness, like, right. am I actually affecting people out here? Mm-hmm. You know, that's a big deal, you know, and the fact that you're doing it, like, for me, it was the fact that I was doing that, the fact that it was, people were seeing my stuff and people are actually appreciative of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I felt like, you know, I mean, despite right. whatever else, despite me posting a video and it not getting the views that I wanted to get, it doesn't matter. It's hitting, it's somebody is seeing it and somebody is appreciating it. I think that's all that matters when it comes to being a content creator. For me,
mm-hmm. like,
that shit is so important.
Yeah, I mean, since I've been like on YouTube, I mean, there's been a couple of other content creators that have reached out to me and were like, hey man, I see your channel, I love what you're doing. Man, I'm trying to get my channel like that, man. Every time you come on the scene, man, you lit, you give your honest opinion on something. You don't sit and bash people, man. You tell somebody like, hey, work on this a little bit, but you're still doing good, you know, just improve this just by a little bit.
Right.
And I was like, when I started my YouTube channel, I was like, you know, I'm not about to be like, oh, I'm going to try to get as many views, as many subscribers.
I'm going to do me. If I think it's funny, that what's going to be put out there. And yeah. with my friends and whatnot, I'm like, yo, if y'all got a YouTube channel, hit me up. I'm like, yo, I'll give y'all a shout out on my channel. We can do something with both of our channels. You know, if I said in the beginning of my channel, if I make it, you make it. I'm like, even if I don't make it, I'm going to try to make sure you make it. Right, you feel me?
Exactly. That's the best feeling. Like when you have people to create with or people, you know, other content creators coming together, is like, for me, just that's the biggest compliment, like one of the biggest anyway. Mm-hmm. It's so huge when other content creators, when y'all can come together and make content in a genuine and positive manner. You know, don't be like Team 10, don't be like Jake Paul and his bullshit. Just be like, be honest, mm-hmm. you know, be positive, keep it. You know, like y'all are just creating together because you love to create together, because y'all have that, you know, mm-hmm. same goal, kind of same. You got to have a similar goal in, you know, what you're doing for it to work.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people, they get together because they have, you know, the similar subscribers and stuff like that, but not actually with, they're not on the same page, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, it's great. Like, I love the content creation world. Like I love it to death. Like,
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So what else? What one of the first things you would do if your Twitter got like all of a sudden just popped off and got like, you know, over like 10K followers in like, I don't know, a week, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and one of your YouTube videos is the reason why. And it's like, how would that feel for you?
Man, that would feel awesome. Like, man, if I started really like blowing off, man, yo, I'm taking the team with me, man. Like the people who behind me, supporting me, you know, and stuff like that. Yo, I'm taking them with me. Like I wouldn't be here doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for them. You feel me? You know how you like the other day, you know, you're talking about when I hit you up about the video about Angel Chan's birthday. You know,
yeah.
That right there, like that support. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I gotta get this video on like her birthday. I'm like, let me hit some people up. And like, I hit 50 people up, mm-hmm. and I only got like maybe 5 people to make a video.
Man,
yeah,
see, it's like that. That's the thing. It is really like that, you know?
Yeah, man. I'm just like, shoot, but, I'm like, blow up, shoot.
Yeah, all right. But those 5 people is what you should really pay attention to, because they're obviously there for the long haul, or at least they're there because they care. You know,
right.
If they didn't care, like the other 40 some people, like, why should you pay attention to them? You know, that's kind of how I feel about it. Like, it's mm-hmm. like if they do not give you the time of day to do something so simple, why should you give them the time of day?
Right.
When you blow up, you know what I mean?
That's the same thing I've been saying. Like even though it was like 5 people, I'm like, hey, it's 5 people who care. So, yo, man, mm-hmm. skip the rest. Yo, we gonna make this video pop real quick. You know?
Yeah. It's the best. Like, it's great, you know, to, at least for me, it feels good to, like, have, to, like, slowly grow a fan base that you really, really, that they really fuck with you. Like, there's a difference between growing a fan base that likes your content, mm-hmm. and growing a fan base that likes you as a person,
right?
You know, I mean, there's a longevity in somebody who cares about you as an individual instead of your content, because your content will change mm-hmm. as you grow as a person. You know, it's like that with say like Jacksepticeye, for example. Like, I love Jack; he's great. You know, but I started watching him 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was 4 years ago, so I was like 15, 16 when I started watching him.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed his content because I liked the loud and rambunctious and yelling, and it was funny. It was great to me. But now growing up, I've like, he even said it himself in his videos. Like, he was saying, like, a lot of his fan base grew out of him making the content that he used to make, the loud, rambunctious, like that. It didn't please me anymore. Mm-hmm. But he did grow too. That's not all his videos. A lot of his videos were chill now because he's grown up too. You know, he was young too when I was young. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's cool to see somebody grow up as a content creator, you know?
Yeah.
Because you see them, like, I don't know, like, I've always been interested in people instead of the content they make. I love the content, but also I enjoy seeing them create the content as a content creator, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That shit is so cool, you know? Especially if they pop off, it's like, man, I knew something was special about this kid, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I don't even want to take the credit for it. I just would be like inside in my own mind. I was like, man, I knew something was special about this kid. No wonder I kept watching him.
Right.
You know, like, that shit is so cool to me, you know? So it's just, I don't know. And you can learn from them, you know, mm-hmm. too. Like, same thing with PewDiePie. Like, PewDiePie was similar too. He turned into a more likable person, because when he was younger, he was doing like just video games and stuff. I didn't really enjoy his content, but now I'm like, yo, this is fucking hilarious. Okay. I like seeing him talk about
it. Yeah.
You know, same thing with Mark. Markiplier was similar. Except Markiplier has been the same though. I mean, not the same. He hasn't really like did like a whole 360
mm-hmm.
type shit, or actually 180, I should say. He more or less, I don't know, like Markiplier, I guess maybe Markiplier is a little different for me. Because it's Markiplier, and I genuinely love him like so much. He is just such an
inspiration. Creator. Like, he's like, when he was telling his like story of how he got started, I was like, yo, I'm like, hey, see, that's crazy.
He went through a lot. He it's funny because like he even said like making YouTube videos wasn't like a goal of his. It just kind of happened, you know. Mm-hmm. It was like, man, you did, because you are fucking great at it.
Mm-hmm.
And he got me through a lot of problems when I was younger. Like, so I think that is what's important. You know, he kind of helped raise me in a weird way.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because nowadays, that's even more so with the kids nowadays, because the content creators they watch. I don't know if I told you about this, but no, I didn't. So there's this, my friend AJ, she has mm-hmm. a kid, right? He's like 8, 9
mm-hmm.
and she said that he loves my content. Like, I'm like, I didn't even know what to say when she told me, like, what the fuck. I was like, wait, how do you, like, but she said that he's like on like a he can't watch content mm-hmm. without her being there, obviously, because he's like 8, so it's kind of like, that makes sense, yeah. right? So she only shows him like my dance videos and videos where I'm not like swearing too much, mm-hmm. you know, because I swear a lot, you know. So
yeah.
She's like, I wish you wouldn't swear so much. That's just who I am, man. It's just, I show him the dance videos.
Yeah,
he got a lot of shit to look back on.
Okay? Right. Right.
Man.
I had a friend like that. She was like, my little brother love your YouTube channel and all your content. He was like, oh, I want to grow up and I want to do the same thing as Shitty TV. I'm sitting there like,
you said too. I was like, no.
I'm like, okay, that hit home.
That is so different. Like, that is
I'm like,
a different type of feeling. When a kid wants to grow up and be like you specifically, I'm like, what?
Yeah, and like, you know, I can be sitting in my room, or I can be sitting in my living room, and next thing I know, my nephews, they're twins, mm-hmm. and they'll go on YouTube and they'll start watching like my YouTube content and stuff like that. And me personally, as a content creator, I try to not swear as much, mm-hmm. but like if I'm like into the video or something, and I'm just, you know,
yeah.
stuff flows.
Yeah, that's true. You know?
It's like, oh man,
that's true.
It's a good feeling. it's a good feeling though when people when little kids look up to you,
right?
And they be like, I want to be like that, you know?
It's totally different. It is like you feel like a father in a weird way. Like I don't want to take away from their actual parents if they're there, you know. Yeah. Like, but at the same time, if they look up to me, they do. And that's the thing. What I was trying to get to was, a lot of kids nowadays, like Connor, that's AJ's kid. He grows up with content creators, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't really grow up with content creators. Didn't get on YouTube until like 2014, about 14, 15. Mm-hmm. That's when I really started like watching a lot of YouTube videos. But younger, I didn't have internet like that because, you know, my circumstance and all that. But like,
yeah,
I didn't really, you know, you didn't really grow up with that as a kid. Like what, 1999, I was in the middle between the transition of old days to modern technology, you know, right. Like
same here,
right in the middle. And that shit is weird because now like this, like the Gen Z generation, in my opinion, is like the most interesting generation because we are literally in the middle. Like we are in the middle of things. Like we understand the millennials and we understand the kids that are the next generation after us. I don't even know what they're called. Do we even know what they're called?
No, yet? Man, we do not. Like,
I don't even think we figured it out.
My sister, she was joking about that earlier. She was like, what is this new generation going to be called? She was like, the coverts, you know, something about the COVID 19 or something like that, you know?
For real. Like, bro,
I'm like, I don't know.
And I feel like I know it's going to be like COVID boomers or some shit.
Something like that. We had the baby boomers.
Corona boomers.
Corona boomers.
I feel bad for those kids already.
Oh, yeah, man. They won't understand what we went through.
They really won't. Like, you don't know how good you got it, boy.
Right.
We did so much shit. We had to stay indoors. There was giant fucking wasps in fucking Washington sure. trying to kill us all.
Right. Like, there was no more toilet paper, hand sanitizing.
Exactly. We had to keep clean every second.
We ran do-rag around our face like we was in the blood of the Crips.
Somebody's wearing fucking Mountain Dew mask and shit. Like, nah. Okay, you can't complain, little boy, little Timmy.
Nah.
Why?
Nah, we out here like we ninjas in Naruto or something like that.
For real. It's funny because like that seems like to be like a common cycle for humanity. Mm-hmm. Like our parents, right? Well, our parents aren't the millennials. Our parents are Gen Y. Gen X, something like that. Yeah. My mom, for example, she's like 40 something, right? So she likes to say like, you don't know how good you got it. Actually, my grandma says that more, but like in the same vein, they'd be like, you don't know how good you got it back in my day and shit like that. Like, you know, we're gonna do the same thing to our kids because,
yep.
I mean, shit, like what in their generation? What happened in their generation? Like. They had the war. Mm-hmm. They had
the Great Depression.
The Great Depression. They had racism. My grandmother still went through that. Like, you know, it's weird. Like that really, it didn't really hit me. Like how like it wasn't really that far back when racism ended. Like,
yeah.
My grandma literally, she was born in 1950s. So that was
man, my grandma was literally born in the 1920s. My mom was born in my mom was born in 1962. My mom is older than everybody I know, mom.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah. Dude,
like, well, I guess that's funny because, well, it's my family, we have our kids young. That's my mom had me at 20 something. My grandma had her kids at 19, 20, something like that. And same thing my aunt. So it was like, I guess like we're on the younger side.
Yeah.
Of this. But it's interesting. Like, racism was still going on hard. Like, and it's like, man, like that's crazy.
It is crazy. And like even like to this day, like I'm from two different places. I'm from Michigan and I'm from Kentucky. So like being born and raised in Michigan, you really didn't see racism. Yeah. You know? And then like when I moved down to Kentucky, I saw that part of racism that I never experienced. And I'm just like, dang, like, yo, this is still happening. Like, you know, and you know, you walk through life and you don't really pay it no mind until something happens and it's in your face.
Something close to you happens. Like, it has, like, for me personally, I haven't personally felt racism.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I mean, I've seen, people have called me, like, the N-word, that what the hard R, but, like, I guess I'm just built different because I don't really care, like, the word. Discord, what are you doing, bro? Discord is so weird to me. I need my chicken sandwich. I want another one. That shit was good as fuck. Chick-fil-A got the best chicken sandwiches, bro. Do not at me. Please at me, actually. This is time where I'll say thank you. Thanks to your platform, this podcast is possible. So, thank you. And if you are interested in making a podcast, please go check out Anchor. And check out Anchor. Start it. All you need really is a phone. You don't need anything special. You need your phone. That's it. Phone and maybe and FaceTime. That's about it. Or you don't have to use FaceTime. You use Discord. Hell, you can just call on the phone and do it. Like, there's many ways to do it. Don't let the intrigue of bougie-ness stop you from making your podcast, okay? Start that podcast and promote it. Promote the shit out of it, bro. Promote it. Because that thing is important. And you can get paid off of it. So just think about that. All right. We back, people. So discard that whatever I said about ending the podcast, because that was a lie, obviously. The video, it will have that whole transition. Just, and then we're back.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was scrolling through Twitter and people are going in on Lil Vicky and Catch Me Outside, girl. Because people be like, because they keep saying like they're like the new blacks or some shit. I'm like, I don't understand.
No,
that they I get it if they grew up in the environment, that's fine. But like, I don't know, like. Daniel Bergoglio is just weird to me. Both of them. Hell, both Vicky and Rube. I feel like they were clones or like they're fake.
Man, they 100% fake, man. They so like you if you look back into like where they came from, bro, it don't add up. Like it's like to me, to be honest, this ain't nothing but another like, you know, blackface situation, if you know what I'm talking about.
Low key, yeah,
you know, you wanna act black so bad, but you only doing it for attention, because when the cameras is off and you doing your own thing, you're not that person.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. Like, crazy. It's weird. Like, it's just, this shit is so weird to me. Like, I the only person I feel like personally that can get away, or at least, well, they're not really. It's not really obvious, but like I hear a lot of people talk about it on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ariana Grande is another example of like she tanned her skin way too much, but no, it's Ariana Grande. I can't really hate her, you know.
Yeah, I'm with you with that.
She's over here chilling. She's not really doing anything like that. She makes music and that's it. Like she just chills. She ain't trying to do anything extra. Whatever she does is probably more than likely. Like, I don't know her in real life, but like. If I did, I can only assume that maybe she doesn't really like, it's not her goal. You know what I mean? she probably just tanned too much. She was in the sun way too much. I don't know. Like, that stuff is weird to me. Like, the whole black and whites thing. Like, I never understood. Like, it's funny because, like, I should be, like, one of the main ones, like, fighting for, like, the whole black people thing, like the whole thing you see on Twitter, like black people are being pushed out, being oppressed and shit. Like, I don't see that. I don't really see that like not in my lifetime, I have not seen an example where white people or another race has like, besides maybe Asians, but like Asians don't really like, they just, I feel like Asians are like just make, they're just there to make bank off of the things that the black people do, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the Asian restaurants, most of the Asian stuff is in fucking hood, the ghetto, because people like Asian or Chinese food. So, and especially black people. So like they just, it business wise, it makes sense why you would put your shit there. You know? Like, hell, like I would do that if I could, like, if I trusted the environment like that to where they won't, you know, run in and try to like rob me and shit. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know, like it's just weird. Like same thing with like the beauty salons and shit. Like it's all Asian owned, you know.
Yeah.
I saw this tweet where people were going back and forth about why, like this lady said on Twitter, she was saying that the reason why as a black lady she still goes to Asian salons and like pedicure places, manicure places, mm-hmm. because she's saying that number one, they're cheap. Number two, there's no like real discrimination. Mm-hmm. If you come in there with money and you want your feet and nails done, they're going to do it. Okay. There's nothing different about that. Right. They don't care as long as they're getting paid, you know, at the end of the day. They said that it's different for black owned, stuff like that, because black owned, the price number one is way too high. Number two, there is no, there's no collaboration. There's no like black people, like at least the ones in that situation, there's like a divide between black people in that whole realm where like, I'm a black owner with a salon. I'm not going to let other black people come here and ruin my success and shit. It's like, that's that mentality that I feel like ruins a lot of black businesses,
mm-hmm.
where people get either paranoid or number two, they just don't trust other black people. You know what I mean? Like that shit is so, it's annoying, but I get it at the same time, you know, like it's just, if y'all would just sit down and actually like talk to each other and understand each other to the point where you know that y'all are not going to stomp on somebody else's success to get, you know, mm-hmm. to get higher. I don't know. It's just, I don't like going into race and shit, but like, I just saw that on Twitter and I was like, Jesus Christ, dude. What do you think?
Being a entrepreneur, because beside of doing like YouTube, I do photography and, you know, music videos and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like I understand the thing, like a lot of people, they hit me up and be like, oh man, what's your prices? And I can tell them like, oh, for a photo shoot for a whole hour is like $50. And you know, they'd be like, oh, I'm gonna go with somebody else. And it's not even the point, like, yeah, you can go with somebody else, you can, right, I'm not mad at you or nothing like that. But when it comes to another person who doing the same thing I'm doing and they my same culture, then it becomes a, you know, this thing of I'm better than you, you know, we about to be in competition. Like there is no competition. Like my work speak for itself. Your work should speak for itself, you know? And like, people are, they have the thing where, oh, I'm not going to collab with them because what if the attention get taken off of me and it put on them? Like if y'all collabing together, the attention is on both of y'all. It's not on one. It's on both of y'all. That's how you grow your business. That's how you get your word out. That's networking.
You know? That's a big reason why a lot of people don't succeed in business, because they don't take the time to try. Like one thing I heard, I forgot where it came from, but I heard where like, for you to gain trust, you have to give it away. You have to give. Yep. You have to trust somebody for you to gain trust.
Yep, that's something I live by. You have to give trust. You have to give trust to earn trust. You know
exactly. Otherwise, like if you don't give it, how will they know that you're able to, you know, do what you say you're going to do, you mm-hmm. know, if you don't trust them, you know, like that shit is the biggest thing. That's why I, off the bat, like it can be a problem mm-hmm. every once in a while. But for me, most of the time, I trust everybody I come in contact with that they will do right because they don't want to be hurt.
Right.
The same way I don't want to be hurt. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be nice to people. For when I meet them in real life, like I do not try to, you know, get anything out of them. I just want to understand them as a person and mm-hmm. understand, see where they are mentally, and see if they can, if they have any room, or not room, if they have any, I guess, mental merit to be in my circle, you know, yeah. in like a way where we both can benefit. You know, it's not even about me benefiting. Like, if you can't benefit from this, if I can't benefit from mm-hmm. this, what's the use of us even being, you know, friends or yeah. acquaintances? You know, like, that's why, I don't know, it's just weird. Like, people nowadays are way too insecure.
They are
way too insecure. It is scary.
People are way too insecure, and like they all about themselves.
Yeah,
and you know, it's like you don't have to be. You know, it's all about me and whatnot. Like, yo, you won't go nowhere unless you network with other people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like with these like rappers and stuff like that, in order for them to get their music out, they can't just film with one mm-hmm. videographer. They have to film with multiple because, yep. you know, that's how they get their word out. Like if they mm-hmm. shot it, they know probably about 5,000, maybe 50,000 people that watch their content, and they're going to be like, yeah. oh, I see that. Oh, what's the rapper name? Okay, let me follow him on all his social media. You know, and that's a big thing, like trying to do YouTube, you know, that's a big thing trying to do anything. If you want to be successful in life, you have to, you know, put your pride to the side and be like, I'm about to go out here. I'm about to meet people that are interested in the same thing that I'm interested in and make something happen. You know, because if you don't take that first step forward, you're never going to be where you want to be.
Mm-hmm, exactly. That's what's interesting. Like going back to the videographer thing, like mm-hmm. you're saying, like a lot of people also are scared too. Like they're like say take the photographer thing or the videographer thing. Mm-hmm. Like if I have say you have a producer, right? You're a rapper and you have mm-hmm. your friend is a producer too.
Yep.
Right. So say my cousin. He's working on becoming a producer for rappers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me and him start making music together, right? So by default, we're both going to be growing together, at me as a rapper and him as a producer,
right?
And we're going to be growing together because he's making the beats. Mm-hmm. And without him, I wouldn't be able to do what I can do. And without me, he wouldn't be able to do what he wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And if we are both homies, right, and we're cool, right, and... But I say, you know, I want to try out this other guy's beats, mm-hmm. right? What I would do personally, I would be like, all right, I want to try this other guy's beats, but I think it would be cool if both of you connected, talk to each other, and try to make a beat together.
Right.
Then it will be astronomical, okay? You know, because you both can make a beat together. You know, that way I'm not leaving him behind while I'm going, you know what I mean? I don't want to leave him behind. Mm-hmm. At the same time, too, even if you do... If they don't collab and they don't make a beat together, I'm not leaving him behind. That's what a lot of people tend to think when they, you know, try to like do something else, something different. They don't want to leave their friends behind. But it's not about mm-hmm. leaving your friends behind. It's if you can trust yourself to go back to the person that helped you get there type mm-hmm. shit. You know what I mean? You know, like it's weird, but that's kind of like you leave for 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
But you can come back and still make music with the same guy mm-hmm. because that's where y'all started, right?
Yeah.
And you guys, that's y'all are still cool, you know. And basically, what I'm trying to say is like, you don't have to be salty that your friend is leaving to go and make this song with some other guy. He's mm-hmm. still gonna come back more than likely to make beats with you because he feels more comfortable making beats with you, mm-hmm. right? It's one of those things. It's just like. You can't be scared to go outside your boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be scared to also can't be scared that people are going to leave you. Like, I'm not scared. If somebody leaves my life, I don't think bad of them just because I know that they have their own things they have to deal with. They have their own problems, their own shit, you know, and why should I be mad at them because they have their own life issues, you know what I mean? Like, they don't have time to think about me as a friend, you know what I mean? I'm still there to help them out if they're there, you know? But at the end of the day, like, they got their own life to deal with. Why should I be upset? You know?
Right.
So, but yeah, that was, the whole conversation took a weird turn. But yeah, you get the point. y'all get the point, all right? It's, okay, so yeah, that's pretty cool. Being a content creator, like, one thing I heard a lot from a lot of people is saying, like, if you're a content creator, like, you know, like, I never thought about it before I heard this, but like, this guy was saying that being a content creator is so difficult, right? Mm-hmm. For people who've never, who, like, say, like, if they're like, you know, say like my grandma, for example, right? She tried to make a YouTube channel, right? It would be hard for her to do it because she is not used to stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
She is not used to that multitasking mentality. But you have to have a multitasking mentality to be a YouTuber.
Yeah, you do.
You have to be able to multitask. And it is hard for people who naturally aren't like that. You know what I mean? Which is fine. You don't have to be a content creator.
Yeah.
You can be behind the scenes and still, you know. So it's just like, I didn't realize how much it took. Like, because at the same time, like, think about it. Like, you gotta, when you think about making a video, what's one of the first things you have to do before you even think about recording?
Man, the first thing you have to really think about to do is like, okay, what do I want it to be? You know, who, what audience is this going to, you know, affect? You know, who's going to like this and how this all going to be put? There's a lot to, like, being a content creator, there's a whole lot. For me, when I'm doing my videos, man, it's like, okay, I got to shoot it. I go ahead and I shoot it. I get an editor, and next thing I know, I'm like, oh, man, okay, I need this sound effect. I need that sound effect. I need this music playing in the background. I need this scene to transaction to this scene. You know, it takes a whole lot. And, like, one of the people that I really look up to when it comes to, like, multitasking and stuff like that is my homegirl, Angel Chan. Shout out to her. Shout out to her. She's a good artist. But like she sits and she draws all her pictures and stuff like that. And like, she took a lot of her videos down because she actually showed how she drew them. And she first started off on her phone, and now she's on this, you know, tablet, and she just freaking killing it.
Right.
You know, and like, I look at how she put her videos together and everything like that. I'm just like, yo, I'm like, that's a lot, you know? And, you know, she, like, okay, she's an artist and I'm a videographer. Like, it's two different things, but she, I have the easy part of it and she got the hard part of it.
Yeah, she got to draw with it too.
Yeah, she got to draw. And like, I sat up, like, me and her were on the phone one day and I sat up, like, we got on the phone at, I think, 10 at night. And we didn't get off the phone till 6 in the morning. And she was drawing all night long. I'm just like, man. And like, she drew me this picture of her and one of her characters. And man, it's on my watch, it's on my phone, it's on my computer and everything. I freaking love it. Like, it's just amazing, man, to see what she could do and how it inspired everything. And like, you know, I know that you see me like share her stuff all over my page and everything like that.
Definitely,
you know? You know, I had somebody hit me up one day. Somebody was like, "Hey, man, why you share her stuff all the time?" I'm like, "Hey, man, I'm like, she got some good content. I like her drawings. I'm like, she's a really good friend of mine. I've been knowing her, like, I knew of her when I was in high school because she was a freshman. I was a senior." My friend, one of my old friends, and like, we ain't even friends no more because some BS that happened.
Yeah.
But he introduced me to her because they was dating, and some crap, you know, some crap happened. Long story short,
good old high school.
Yo, this happened when we were outside of high school. I think this was like next year. But we were sitting there, man, and I'm in Michigan and whatnot, and some stuff happened. She called me. We talked 3 months later because her and my homeboy broke up. But 3 months later, me and her was dating. That's why you see me share all her stuff.
Y'all dated?
Yeah, me and Angel Chan, we dated.
Okay. Were you still in school when y'all dated?
No, we wasn't. I wish. Okay. Look.
Put it like this. I was about to say, cops. Wait.
No, like when we was in high school, man. When we was in high school, man, I wanted to talk to her, and this is the thing, like, you know, grown as a person, like, I was scared to talk to her. Like, I saw her, you saw this beautiful young lady walking with pigtails, the Invader Zim backpack.
Oh my god.
Glasses. She has like the little stocking, like
little cliche nerd girl.
Yeah, nerd gamer girl, man. And so I was like, funny. I saw her walk around school a lot, and I wanted to say something to her. I'm like, man, I can't do it. I'm like, I'm nervous as hell. And then like I walk away, and then like a year later, my friend was like, we're going to go see Deadpool. This is when the Deadpool movie was going out.
And I love that movie.
Right. So we go into the theaters to see it, and she calls him and was like, when are you coming to pick me up? And he was like, oh, my bad. So we had to go to another theater and meet her there. And he never told me what her name was or what she looked like. So when she was walking up, I'm sitting there like, no, this ain't the girl from high school. I was nervous, but I never let her see like the nervous side of me. And it was cool, man. It was real cool. Like, yeah, we dated for like 8 months, broke up over just stuff happening in our life. And we didn't talk to each other for we didn't talk for each other for literally a year and a half. But like we started talking again, and we're good friends to this very day, man. And
that's good.
You know, one thing I can say, like, she's been in my corner through thick and thin. She helped me out on my YouTube channel in the beginning, with openings and stuff like that, man. Like, even before I started a YouTube channel, I was telling her, like, I want to start one. I'm like, I don't know how to do it and stuff like that. And she just helped me out. You know, she's been the number one fan of the channel, man. And if you go through like my skits on my channel, you will see the curse of Little Uzi that I got her. I threw her name in there. So,
that's funny.
Cool, man. It's cool. It's cool to have people like that in your corner. They know what they know what you're going through. You know what they're going through, and you know everybody is, you know, creators and whatnot. And I feel like, yo, if you're a creator, if you're friends with somebody, yo, you share their stuff because they're gonna share you. They're gonna share your stuff too. Like, you know, you may have people that might be interested in what they are in. They might have people that are interested in what you're into. Like, so, you know, vice versa, it just works out for both people.
Right. Facts. You know, I do want to brush up on this topic though about like relationships, and like one thing, like I had a similar issue in high school. One thing that did like enter like was really weird to me, like in high school I was a senior and there was like this freshman in there, and I was like I don't understand I honestly don't understand where the fuck all these genes are coming from. Like, why, like, there was this girl who's a freshman in my senior year, like I said. She literally had the body of a model. I don't understand how that's just natural all of a sudden.
Oh my god.
It pisses me off so much because, man, I'm like, it's not fair how when I was your age, all the girls in my age range looked like popsicle sticks. And all of a sudden, like, what the fuck?
Yo, let me tell you, man. The high school I went to, man.
Bro, this shit fucked me off so much, bro. I was like, why do you have to be a freshman?
So the high school I was in, I had that same, like, I had that same type of issue, like when it comes to them female. I'm like, hold up, how old are you? Oh, I'm a freshman. You a freshman? What? No. You got a body of a grown woman.
I'm saying, bro, like, and just see, I feel like it just keeps getting younger and younger. And
yeah,
like,
it does, man.
This is a problem. This is a problem. Yeah. Like, so many men are finna go to jail.
Man, see, and sometimes, man, some females will walk up to me and, like, try to talk to me and whatnot. Mm-hmm.
You gotta ask her age.
I be asking for driver license, state ID. I gotta see it. Don't just tell me. I gotta see it.
Give me all. Don't tell me your age. Mm-hmm. I need that. Because mm-hmm. if you lie to me, you're not gonna get in trouble. That's what fucked up. That's what really pisses me off, because the legal system doesn't care mm-hmm. what the lady said.
Nope.
It's the fact that the guy did something, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, she lied to me, okay? She should get in trouble for lying about her age. That should be a legit offense.
Right.
In my opinion, like, actual, like, I don't care what type of offense. The fact that it should be at least a misdemeanor, okay? Mm-hmm. Something. Because that's literally you're telling this guy that and it's not like they make it public, we call it, like, they don't tell the world that men should ask for women's ID. That's not a common thing now. Right. It is, because men are understanding that women are starting to look a lot hotter in younger ages, so now we have to, like, actually ask for ID so we won't get in trouble. Men have to take that initiative. Women don't take the initiative at all, because, like, the parents don't teach the little kids they gotta do this. Mm-hmm. Like, and I don't think they're going to, because they're females, and females don't have any problems. Or they have problems, but the problems that they have aren't the right problems they need to be having, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, there's a certain, like, I feel like women should be able to man up or woman up, I don't care what you call it. You need to fucking grow up.
Yeah.
And tell people your age and be honest.
Right.
And show the ID and show proof. Mm. Okay. Because if you don't show proof, like we said before, the man can go to jail.
Right.
And it's funny, because women, like, also that's another thing too. Like, for some reason, also the younger generation have gotten exponentially more horny. I don't understand why.
Man, let me break it down to you.
Why?
Let me break it down to you. See? Okay. So, man, I'm glad we hitting this topic. Cause, hey,
like, yo, 12-year-old boys be like, can I have a crumb of coochie? Bitch, you're 12. Shut up.
You, like, I feel like that this new generation is beginning to be like that. It's because, like, our generation, well, we didn't start it, but we didn't make it better. No, we didn't make it better. Like, our generation had babies, like, in their teens up to their early 20s, and then, like, their kids be doing the same stuff that they did back in the day, but they, like, you mm-hmm. condone it. Like, I don't understand. Like, I was talking to one of my homegirls, and she was like, I don't understand if a guy sleep around, you know, he's like a boss, he a king. You know, if a girl sleep around, oh, she the hoe, she this, and, you know, and I was like, well, you gotta be like this. I said, people look at men as being dominant. People look at women as being submissive, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, if a dude can dominate more girls, you know, yeah, he's doing what he's doing, you know? And
he's doing, like, what men do. Like,
yeah, like, she was like, so what happens when a guy don't sleep around at all? When I'm like, then he's cool. I'm like, he's cool. If he don't sleep around, he's cool. Like, yo, that's a dude you want to try to get with, you know?
Because he's trying to be loyal, and it's not easy. It takes a lot of strength.
No, man, look, when I tell you it's not easy, bro, let me tell
it is hard tell you. To be so, like, when I was a virgin, it was hard.
So a lot of people laugh. Like, this one girl laughed because she put on her Facebook page, like, you know, she's like, oh, I lost my virginity at 14. She was like, so which, how, yeah, your Lord Jesus is right. So she's like, oh, when did y'all lose your virginity? I put down 21 because I was 21.
I lost my virginity.
I was 21. And then she was like, So how many girls have you slept with? I'm like, one. I'm like, and I was dating her.
Right.
I'm like, so it wasn't nothing. And then that question, they like, oh, so how do you live with yourself? I'm like, how do I live with myself? I watch anime.
I am fine.
I watch anime. Do you see how much stuff you can catch now? Corona out here snatching bodies left and right.
I ain't putting myself like literally. Nah, that's the reason why porn is a thing. Okay,
right. Like there's not enough protection to keep me not catching something from somebody because I want to have fun. Hey, If I feel like I want to go that route, yo, I'm popping Call of Duty in and I am spraying everybody that's on that map. You feel me?
There you go. See, like it's interesting because like the whole idea of the men and women, like one thing, that's one thing also upsets me about how like there's the men and women gap.
Mm-hmm.
Like there is a gap between men and women because for some reason, like a comedian said this perfectly, but he was like, oh, Andrew Schultz, that's what he's Andrew Schultz. Have you watched Andrew Schultz
before? A couple of times.
He is hilarious, bro. I fucking love him. But anyway, he was saying that after like all of us, like what is it called, SJWs or women's rights, or really it was really meticulous on when women's rights started to happen, because women's rights only started to happen after they didn't need to be in the kitchen anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like after like there was a level of like autonomy, like when it comes to like trains and shit like that, they didn't need to be always in the kitchen because they could do other shit, you know. Yeah. Like they didn't have to be always in the kitchen, and it was like, okay, that was really convenient, because before then you wanted to stay inside while we the men went outside and caught all the animals. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, when you don't have to do that anymore because we got guns and shit, now you want to be like, oh, all right, women, we have to stand up for ourselves. Why didn't you do that before? I don't, right. You know what I mean? Yeah,
when it comes to stuff like that, man, like, okay, I understand that, yes, you want to be equal to a man, you know, I understand that.
That's fair.
You know, me personally, I don't think like in the military, I don't think women should be on the front line. And I say that because like the front line is terrible.
Yeah.
I have friends in the military that are females who have been on the front line, and like it's like, okay, I understand. Man. Yeah, I'm like, you know, I understand that you wanna be equal, you want this and you want that, and you know, I'm all for it, you know. You know, I'm all for you want to better yourself and stuff like that. But like, there are some things that I look at like a woman should not be able to do that the same as a man.
Yeah,
you know,
there are things that men are designed to do, and there are things that women are designed to do.
You know, we were designed to be, you know, the protector, the warrior. You know, men were designed to take a lot. You know, women were supposed to be designed to, you know, be the nurturer, you know, to take care of the kids, you know. And, you know, in our generation, man, because like so many of our black men, you know, are not involved in their children's life. You know, women now are that man figure, you know.
Yeah.
And it's tough because it's like,
and they don't know how to be a man figure.
They're not a man. They don't know how to be a man. They don't know how to be a man figure. Like, one of my homegirls, she got a son, and she was like, you know, I don't know how to teach him to be a man. And she's like, I got to put him in football and stuff like that. You don't have to put him in football. Mm-hmm. Understand something. Teaching a man comes later in life. Exactly. You teach your son how to be a good person, the man will follow. You feel me? Like, you teach him how to be, you teach him how what to do right and wrong. Mm-hmm. You teach him how to learn and better himself, the man will follow, man. Like, a lot of times, like, a lot of people ask me, like, what my tattoo means on the side of my neck.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a Simba tattoo on the side of my neck. People ask me, like, what do that mean? I'm like, well, I left home for one whole year, and that one whole year was hell for me. So I tell people a lot of times, like, I left home a boy, but I came back as a man. And you know, they was like, okay. I'm like, if you watch The Lion King, that he did the same thing.
That's what happened, yeah.
You know,
that's cool. That's cool. Like, I like that.
I'm like, it's a life lesson, you know. And
yeah.
I'm like, when the kids stuff goes away and you become a man, that feeling right there is incredible. Like, you got a good feeling. Like, you a man of the house. Like, ain't nobody about to mess with you. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to be doing you, you know?
Right.
And these females, like, a lot of these females be like, oh, I don't need a man and stuff like that. It's like, okay, you may not need a man, but understand something. We were put on this earth in pairs, right?
Exactly.
You know, if one guy hurt your feelings, like, I understand there's a lot of guys out here hurting females' feelings left and right. Yeah. And, you know, if you want to guard your heart, yo, by all means, guard your heart. I have a friend right now who said to me, you know, she was like, I have a lot going on in my life right now with my family and school and with my work. You know, I'm trying to get all that out of the way before I can even try to focus on a relationship. And, you know, we all think about that. And, you know, me, I used to think that way.
Mm-hmm.
But
it
I'm just
have to be like that.
No, but I try to balance. Like, I try to balance stuff, you know, and like, I can balance my family, my career, and my relationship. Like, that's no problem for me. But I understand that this might be some problems for other people, though.
Some people, yeah, everybody, that's what's cool. Everybody's different when they deal with shit like that. Mm-hmm. But I think it's interesting how, like, when, like, go back to, like, her trying to find, like, she's saying she's going to work on herself before. Like, I feel like the whole point, in my opinion, anyway, when it comes to having a boyfriend or girlfriend, is that is there to help you grow as a person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you, one thing that I do not stop anything when it comes to relationships, I don't stop things from happening. Right. Because I know how I grow, and I grow by experience. If I don't have the experience of dating somebody, then I won't understand myself either. Because, like, because especially you have a good relationship with somebody, that person can help you grow as a person and help you understand what you want to do.
But
it has to be a healthy relationship, or at least to the point where it's not going to like, okay. So I think there's many different types of relationships, but the main two that I've always seen is the one that the toxic one. Mm-hmm. We all know the toxic ones. The toxic ones are literally the worst kind.
Yep.
It doesn't matter if it's physical, mental, doesn't matter. It's still toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the ones that are, they're not perfect, but they both understand that they're still growing as people.
Yeah.
You know, they're still trying to grow and still trying to learn each other and learn themselves as individuals. So because of that, they're also willing to deal with each other's problems while dealing with their own problems at the same time. There's, you know, there is a level of understanding you have to have for one another for a relationship to work. Communication is very important, people. Like, if you're listening, if you're in a relationship, you have to talk to your partner. Yeah. If you don't talk to your partner, if you don't have that communication, then you won't have a good relationship, because then you're going to keep building up secrets and shit, and then y'all just going to grow farther apart because you both know that each other are holding back secrets because y'all not dumb.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just going to be further growing apart by this invisible wall.
Right.
You don't want that, especially if you love each other.
No, like,
you know,
man, let me tell you. Like, throughout my life, I done had six girlfriends. I say I have five exes because I considered my last relationship, and that was my relationship with Angel Chan. I don't really consider that. I don't consider her an ex because we didn't break up. We broke up, but it was mostly my fault. And let me just surround this for all the listeners out there, because if you really love somebody and truly love somebody, y'all, understand something. You're gonna have days where you're not feeling like yourself, and you are gonna be mad at the world. Whatever you do, don't take it out on the person that you love. Don't say something that you might regret later on in life. Like, you know, and I say this because this was my doing when I was in a relationship with Angel Chan. You know, we every day we talked to each other, we video chatted each other, we motivated each other, and you know, we were growing and everything like that. You know, mm-hmm. And one day I had some stuff going on, you know, on my side of the end, and plus this was a long distance relationship. So this is 400 yeah. and something miles it's away from each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, you know, she's going through stuff in her life and I'm going through stuff in my life. And you know, she said, like, she came to me, man. She came to me and was like, I can't do that, you know, I need to work on myself and whatnot. She didn't break up with me there. She just needed some space. So like me, I try to give her a space, but like back then, you feel me? I was like, okay. Yeah. I was posting stuff on Facebook, like, you know, I hope she's doing okay and stuff like that. Now, when it comes to that, when your woman tell you she needs space, don't go on Facebook and put that type of shit on Facebook. Don't do that. Yeah, that's gonna escalate it. So what happened? It escalated. She hit me up and was like, hey, you need to chill, blah, blah, blah. And next thing I know, like one of her best friends, and she didn't even know this happened. Like one of her best friends messaged me on some BS and it pissed me off already on top of the stuff that was already occurring, you know? And, you know, we was talking and, you know, we never got in an argument before this. I don't like raising my voice or anything to her or anything like that. So we talking and it escalated and I said something that I shouldn't have said, that you should never tell nobody at all. I'm telling y'all, you should never tell somebody this. Like, you don't ever tell somebody you should go die. Don't never do that.
Never say
now,
that.
Now, I said that out of anger. It was my mind wasn't straight. I said it out of anger. The minute she hung up that phone and let's say 30 minutes went by, I realized what I said, and then it was already too late. We wasn't talking to each other no more. And a year and a half later, I'm in Missouri, because that's where I was living. I was in Missouri. I was sitting there, man. I was like, oh. Because I thought about her every single day, wondering if she was okay, if her mom was okay, her sister and brother was okay, you know, stuff like that. And I was like, okay, oh, man, you know, praying to God and everything. Like, you know, I need to do this. So, man, it was one of those things where I prayed about it. I got an answer, and then I apologized for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went on Facebook live and apologized live. I don't care about an embarrassment. This is somebody I love, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, I embarrassed myself and whatnot. She hit me up and was like, "Yo, it takes a real man to apologize to know what he did was wrong and to apologize for it." Mm-hmm. You know, and even then, man. That happened, and we, like, right now, man, we still talk to each other and stuff like that. And she said she just right now she can't really do a relationship and stuff like that. I mean, it ain't gonna change my feelings towards her or anything like that, but I try to, anybody that out there that going through what I went through, like, don't make the same mistake I made.
Basically,
you know,
boy is just trying to win her back, all right? That's all it is.
Okay. Look, man.
You gotta get Angel Chain back. You gotta get it back.
I try my hardest, man. And like, dude, I'm not a person who expressed his feelings like that, you know? Yeah. And it got nothing to do like masculinity or nothing like that. It's just I have a hard time, you know, because of past life experience, have a hard time like expressing my feelings and whatnot. But you know, she asked me all the time, you know, she was like, "What makes me special?" And and I'm just like, dang, there's a lot to make her special. And I have a hard time trying to tell her, you know, what makes her special, because I get choked up about it and stuff like that. But
Angel Chan, like, if you're listening, bro, like, boy is crying out to you right now, okay?
Like, oh, man.
He's crying like, out. You like, oh, please take me back, Angel Chan.
Oh, man. Look, man. Look, I give her her space and everything like that. Yo, she's cool and everything. Man, like, yo, Angel. Yo.
Angel, look. Chill.
Look, you already know how I feel and everything. So okay, but, like, I try to let everybody else like learn from the experience. You know, just because you say something out of anger, even though you don't mean it, you can lose somebody dear to you, and you don't want that because it's like one of the worst feelings you would ever feel. Like, dude, I'm telling you, for a year and a half, I was heartbroken. I was sitting there like crying every night. I had her picture on my phone. I had a physical picture of her. She bought me a watch. She bought me a watch for my birthday, which I wore every single day, and that watch still is on my wrist to this day. You know, and stuff like that, man. Like, her birthday came up, and I bought her some birthday gifts, you know, something that she really loved and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's an amazing person. Like, y'all, if y'all like artwork, hentai, anything like that, hit up my girl Angel Chan. She's one in a million. And I try to tell her that, man. She's one in a million. Because I just can tell. Yeah. Look, I can tell. I'm like... And she was like, what's so special with me? She's like, there are more girls out there that can do what I can do, but maybe even better and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, it might be over a billion females that
can
do it.
That's not what's important. That's not what's important. I care about you.
It's like, all these girls out here. Like, okay, it's all these girls out here. But guess what? You're the one and only. And ain't never going to be another you, you know? Man. And...
This podcast is the reason why you both get back together. I need props. All right, I need props. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna need some restitution. I'm gonna need Dr. Wise in the building. All right, Professor.
Ah, man, it's just like I try to get people to get aware of, you know, my last relationship. It still take a toll on me and whatnot, and like to this day, like. People tell me all the time, like, hey, man, you need to move on and whatnot, you know, man. And I'm like, you know, you try to talk, me personally, I try to talk to females here and there. It don't work out, you know. Yeah. And I'm just like, dang, I'm like, it don't work out. And like, I mean, the only female that ever hits me up or anything is literally my homegirl, Angel Chan. My homeboy, Ryan, who used to do YouTube, Nerd Alpha 101. He hits me up, check on me and stuff like that. You know, I got Marlon hitting me up and checking up on me. You know, I got you now, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we got the whole crew, we got the crew. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I try to get whatever I do with my YouTube channel and whatever I do with anything, I try to get Angel Chan on board with that. Like, I have merch. I got merch out for my channel, and you know, she was talking about, you know, getting some merch and stuff like that. She was like, oh, you know, I'm trying to do that. But I'm like, hey, I got you. So I made her a merch store. I got her some merch up in the store. I'm like, hey, there you go. You know, I try to help her out the most I can, because when I started my YouTube channel out, there wasn't really nobody to help me out on anything. I had to learn everything myself, you know, and I was like, yo, I want to change people's life, man. Like, I really want to change their life for the better. And
for real.
You know, I was like, if I ever blow up, I'm like, yo, man, the first person I'm changing their life is going to be Angel Chan. Like, yo, I know she wants to move to Tokyo, Japan, and I would love to go to Tokyo, Japan. Her dream job is to work for Sega, bro. Like, come on now.
Hey, let me go.
Yo, Sega, if you're listening, I need you to get my girl Angel Chan on.
Sega, Sega, if you listening, like, you might as well just sponsor this whole channel, right? Might as well. If you listening, like, might as well, like, just give us that, please. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, man, it's cool. You know, with life, with my life, I tell anybody, like, when my life was coming up, like. I come from Michigan, born and raised in Michigan, you know. Mom and dad got a divorce when I was 5. I got bullied every single day all the way up to middle school. Didn't have no friends from first grade all the way up to middle school, you know. I always kept my head in books and, you know, dictionaries and stuff like that, you know, and playing games and crap. But like in middle school, you know, I went from 5'2" to 6'1" in like less than 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a pretty big middle schooler.
Just tall, you know, middle
school. Yeah, just towering over and everybody. And then when I got in high school, you know, more friends and meeting more people, and I went from 6'1" to 6'5", and now I'm standing at 6'6½".
Damn.
You
didn't even look that tall in the videos, man.
Man. And that's, I feel, crazy. A lot of people say, man, they're like, man, you really that tall? I'm like, yeah. They're like, But damn, you don't look like it. But like, if I stand next to somebody who's 6'5", I'm an inch and a half taller than them.
That's crazy, dude.
You know,
yeah, and it's like that.
Yeah, and everybody think I played like football and basketball when I was in high school, and I didn't. I did ballet and hip hop in high school.
Oh my, ballet!
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, I did ballet and hip hop in high school, and I still got my ballet slippers. Like, like if you see my ballet slippers, man, you will be dying. I'm not even lying. Size 18 slippers.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
that's a big ass slipper.
Yeah, man. It was a good experience. And then, like everybody I went to school with, man, they see me now and they be like, "Yo, bro, you doing YouTube, man? You do music?" And like, I have two friends that they do music, you know. Mm-hmm. And they're like, "Bro, we never knew you could rap." I'm like, "Oh, I can rap." I'm like, "I just never had the time to actually sit down and just, you know, do an album and shoot videos and stuff like that."
Yeah.
Now that I got the time to do it, I'm like, yo, man, I'm about to do it. Like,
Corona's helping a lot of content creators out right now.
Right. Shoot, you got nothing but time on your hands. Have a whole notebook filled up with songs and stuff, man. Like, I got this song that I'm slowly putting together. It's coming together. It's called Angel.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's called Angel. Person that helped me with the name of this song was Angel Chen. So
I am not surprised.
Yeah, man. Don't be anything you see me really doing, don't be surprised. Angel got a little hand in the background helping me, you know. And like, man,
I'm gonna need to find a Facebook update. I'm gonna need y'all to do a Facebook update. Y'all dating now, okay? Angel, stop. Stop beating around the bush. Fucking please.
Look, put it like this.
My boy.
Angel probably be laughing or whatnot. Deep inside, look, I know what Angel's thinking. So Angel, I'm just gonna tell you this. Look, because we already talked about this matter. And
we really
talked about it. Yeah, we already talked about the matter. And like, I respect her wishes. I'm gonna respect her wishes. I'm not gonna push nothing on her that she don't want, you know. Yo, I mean, she's still my right hand. She's still my ride or die, you know. But like I said, like, you know, anything I can do to help her, you know, blow up, expire, you know, anything like that, I would do it. I would do that for anybody, like, for real. I know when she had her Facebook fan page, you know, man, I went on there, and she asked me, and before she could even ask me, bro, I already did. I was like, she's like, "Can you invite some people to my page?" I'm like, I already did it.
I'm
like, "Hey, I done sent invites to almost 700 people. They just gonna have to do the rest, you know." And I know on the on my music video, All Good Things, I know the whole crew was surprised that I gave them a shout out before the song popped off.
For real. I was like, damn. Like, okay.
Yeah, I was like, yo, I gotta give the team a shout out because I
really like that. Okay. Like,
y'all support me, I support y'all, you know. We all in this together, you know. Man, let me tell you, this year about to be popping off real good.
It really is. Like, this podcast, like, if this podcast doesn't blow up this year, or at least get to a point where we have like at least a good 20 concurrent view listeners every time, like I need to fix that, because like this is literally the easiest thing, one of the easiest things to do, but the most effective.
Yeah,
like a podcast is so important. I've been doing podcasts for on and off for like a couple years now, just because I didn't have like really the time, or I didn't have like my life just kept changing so much, so I didn't have time. But now I'm stuck inside. Might as well go ahead and just pump out like a good 20 episodes, you know, and just get that shit out, you know.
Right.
If people like it, they like it, you know. And then people are already still listening to my old shit, so them hearing new stuff is even better, you know.
Yeah.
So hey, yeah, man. Like, okay, I don't even know how long this has been.
I don't even know.
It's been over like an hour.
Yes.
What we're going to do? Mm-hmm. I think Marlon's was actually over 2 hours too. Actually, it's about 2 hours, I think.
Yeah.
But what we're gonna do is we are going to probably if it's over an hour, I'm just gonna cut it up. I'm gonna make it 2 episodes. So it's gonna be the first episode, obviously, it's gonna be part one, then be part two, and then be like continued in part two next week or some shit, you know. So yeah. So yeah, okay. So we're gonna go ahead and end it there. Okay. Yep. So because this I don't want it to be 5 hours long.
Right. We have a lot to talk about.
We do, we really do. You're gonna have to come back. We're gonna have to do a 3-way between me, you, and Marlon. It's gotta happen. Okay.
Right. And then, if possible, I can try to get Angel up in here too.
That'd be dope.
That'd be really dope.
Hopefully by then y'all have started dating, because that'd be hilarious.
That'd be funny, but she I know she's going to kill me after she listens.
It's gonna be funny.
Like, really, you really had to do that? Hey, you I'm really trying to give people life experience, you know, not to do.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, whatever he did, that he like, don't do what he did. All right,
yeah, don't do what I did, y'all. Learn from my mistake.
Exactly. You know, and that's all that matters. Like life's, that's what's called. I'm not even gonna get into it because it's gonna be too long. Look, guys, go follow my boy Sheed on. You can follow Instagram again.
Instagram is _sheed.tv_official. Twitter is at @sheedtvofficial. Facebook, Rashid/sheedtv. You know, and shout out one more time to my homegirl, Angel Chan.
Angel Chan.
For the support, love and support. Man.
Why to Kauai? it's like waifu, okay? But anyway, we don't need to get into that, all right? We don't need to talk about what's already going to happen, all right?
Right. But thank you. Everybody. Thank you, bro.
Thank you guys for watching. Yeah. No problem. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me, bro. This is my first time being on one on a podcast. Hey. I'm like, yo, okay,
this is
like
this is fun.
Yeah,
thank you. And thank everybody for listening. If you are listening, and please, at the end of the day, when you are done listening, even before you're done listening, share this everywhere. Please
share it. Share it to all your people.
When you share it to everybody, we need as many people on board. That way I can, like, cause I need help, like, financially with this podcast, because if I don't, like, I'm not gonna be able to continue.
Yeah,
you know, I need to be able to keep going to make this podcast. This shit is fun. Mm-hmm. All right. If anything, if I keep doing anything in the world, it's going to be YouTube and podcasting.
Yep.
Like, that's one of the two things I'm going to be doing. So, thank you guys so much for watching. I mean, watching and listening. I'll probably put it up on YouTube if I can. yes, that's pretty much it. And you can listen to the mid-roll after this episode. Hopefully, if you want to. You don't have to. But thank you guys. I'll see you guys next. Stay wise. Senku gang. Stay open-minded, love yourself, love others, and remember, you are important.
You are.
Hell yeah. Peace out, everybody.
See y'all.